We'll call the conference committee to order. The purpose of this conference committee is to take action on the amendments, Senate amendments on House Bill 431. This is going to be discussion strictly amongst the committee members. We will take no public testimony. And the actions that we can take today, we can accept or reject the disputed amendments in its entirety. We may further amend the disputed amendment or agree to disagree and take no action. Whatever action we decide to take in this committee, it will take two votes out of the House and two votes out of the Senate to approve any action that we take. So with that, we'll open up the conference committee and Representative Knutson.
Thank you, Chairman Olson, and members of the committee. For the record, Austin Knutson, House District 36. I was the sponsor of this legislation. I'd like to thank Senator Olson and the senators for coming over and joining us this afternoon. Briefly, folks, I don't want to keep us here all day. Frankly, if we can get out of here shortly, I would really appreciate it myself. I guess if I had my druthers, I would just as soon strike the Senate amendments completely. I realize that might not be possible with the committee we're looking at here. I would like to point out that in the first Senate amendment that was placed on under Section 1, Subsection 2, specifically the language of the land directly utilized by oil and gas operations in production, I guess I would argue that that's redundant language on the back, page 14, or excuse me, page 2, line 14, subsection E, the payments under the section may cover only land directly affected by oil and gas operations. I think that language is already in the statute. Seems like we're doubling down on that. Secondly, the reasonably available use language, page 1, line 24. I'm worried that might be a little too restrictive for certain land uses. I realize that not everything requires a permit. I'm concerned about certain agricultural uses that may not require a permit. I'm concerned about certain areas that don't have zoning requirements that don't require a permit. And for those reasons, Mr. Chairman, short of some other better ideas, I'd be in favor of simply removing the Senate amendments, Mr. Chairman.
Thank you, Mr. Knutson, and I'll ask for comment from the rest of the committee members. But as I look at that First Amendment, which you pointed out on page 2, starting on line 14, is a different section of code, and it's my understanding that the amendment we put in on page 1, that First Amendment, is in the definition section, and that gives us the definition for the uses stated on page 2 in this bill. I feel without having a definition, what's in existing law may not have the definition in place if negotiations or discussions come up. As far as the Second Amendment, reasonably available use means the present use, which I think covers ag operations, or a future use for which a permit, if necessary, has been issued under applicable law. Comments from the committee. Senator Walker.
Yeah, Mr. Chairman, we, if you recall, during our committee meeting when these amendments were put on, there was a discussion about, you know, an agricultural case where there wasn't a permit that was required, and that's why we added if necessary to the language. And so if there is a permit that would be necessary for that activity, then you would need to get a permit or show that you have a permit in process. And then if not, that's where that if necessary. So I think if there's an issue with, you know, if there's might be some means where there wouldn't require a permit, I think that language, if necessary, takes care of that. Mr. Chair.
Senator Trapila.
Mr. Chairman, question for sponsor. Mr. Chairman, Representative Knutson, I guess looking at the makeup of conference committees and the makeup of this committee, I do remember how we compromised that day and were able to at least get some protection for the landowners. And while I agree with you, and I would like to see more landowner protection, I guess since I heard you say in your opening that while you wish we wouldn't have the Senate amendments, I guess I was wondering if it would be okay with you if I moved that we did accept the Senate amendments, and I would be doing that at the risk of leaving the session and having no landowner protection as opposed to at least having some, which I do believe, at least when I remember back to that committee, at least there were some compromises that day, and we tried to save your bill and ultimately protect some of your constituents in your neck of the woods, and probably we're going to protect some constituents in north central Montana and other places around Montana. So would you be upset if I moved that we did stick with the Senate amendments so we could keep House Bill 431 alive and hopefully at least have some landowner protection, Mr. Chairman?
Mr. Chairman, Senator Tupila, as always, I appreciate your candor in this. Again, as I said, if I had my druthers, unfortunately, I think we're in a spot where we've taken a step in the right direction. Am I entirely happy with it? No. But I think we've got a good first step. As you said, we do have some language in here that I am happy with. So, Senator Tupila, I guess I wouldn't get too upset with you. Mr. Chairman.
Senator Tupila.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we – thank you, Representative Knutson. Mr. Chairman, I move that we accept House Bill 431 as amended – by Senate Energy and as passed by the Senate on the floor, Mr. Chairman.
Discussion on Senator Tropila's motion. Representative Knutson, I understand your frustration with the situation that you had discussed with me, and I'd like to think not all operators are that way. And if we could find a way to single out an individual operator and, for lack of a better term, whack them, I would definitely like to do that. But I think this bill is a step in the right direction. I appreciate Senator Tropila's motion. I did appreciate Senator Walker's amendments on this bill. I think it's something that both sides can work with going forward, and we can see how it works out, and I'm sure you'll be back in 2 years. And any other discussion on the amendment or on the motion? Senator or Representative Knutson.
I just got promoted. Chairman Olson, yeah, thank you for your comments, and it was never my intention to whack anybody, but I will say, Senator, that as a result of this bill, there's been some very productive discussion from members of industry. Hope I haven't upset everybody in the industry.
Definitely not.
I think steps have been made in rectifying some of the situations that have led to some hard feelings. So appreciate your support on this.
Thank you, Representative Knutson. All in favor of Senator Tropila's motion to accept the Senate amendments, say aye.
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 Opposed? Motion carries, and we will...
Carries in both the Senate and the House.
Carries in both the Senate and the House to accept the Senate amendments. And we will have the committee report stating likewise. Julie and Sonia are just so efficient here. With that, we're adjourned.
Will the Senate go on the board tomorrow? Both houses?
I don't know if we'll get it on second in the House.
Well, you guys aren't in tomorrow, are you?
We are going to come in the morning.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
Okay. We're just going to do third, but I don't, so Mark might do us a second.
Oh,
know.
You'll give him the... I fill out what it is. Yeah. Because when I do this, you know, yeah.
I've never done one where they just.